Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
The agenda, the top stories we're following, and we invite you to follow along with us.
Number five.
It's extremely cruel and unnecessary, and everyone can go vegan and stop eating lobsters today.
Over my dead body. Mason Melito of PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. They're outside the Rockland Lobster Festival again. Honestly, no one was listening to him. They were all looking at the woman in red body paint and pasties and a thong posing as a giant lobster on a giant plate. And I'll be honest, it only hiked my appetite.
Number four.
The little boy should be fine. The syringe that we brought seemed very old. They said basically that the chances on it carrying any sort of disease is probably very small.
Joe Sokol reporting for The Maine Wire, online at themainewire.com. After a three-year-old child walking along Brewer's Riverwalk. Now keep in mind, Brewer keeps that spot clean. They're proud of that. A three-year-old child walking along Brewer's Riverwalk found, picked up, and got pricked by a dirty needle. Brewer doesn't hand out needles. Bangor does. Chief Martin, by the way, was on the case immediately. Bangor, your disposal dilemma is spilling across the Penobscot.
Number three.
J.D. Vance was in town a couple of months ago talking about Medicaid fraud. You know, they're interested in rooting out fraud. Well, they're not interested in rooting out fraud. They're interested in getting rid of Medicaid. So let's not be fooled by the rhetoric that's coming out of the administration.
A Democrat for Congress, Matt Dunlap, former Secretary of State, state auditor, delivering some talking points yesterday, saying recent federal policy will cut Medicaid support for Mainers, and then accusing his opponent, former governor, Republican Paul LePage, of backing the reductions. There is a whole lot of rhetoric from Dunlap himself, and we're going to unscramble that with Brent Littlefield, the spin doctor, making a special appearance third hour this morning here.
Number two.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 50, and the motion is not agreed to.
The tally in the U.S. Senate on another move to wind down, slow the roll of U.S. military action in Iran. Senators Rand Paul, Lisa Murkowski, and yes, Maine Senator Susan Collins supporting the resolution that ultimately failed.
Number one.
Body-worn cameras for ICE officers are coming soon, according to Senator Susan Collins, after a meeting with ICE leadership this morning. Collins says she spoke with the acting director of ICE, David Venturella.
Now, Senator Collins, by the way, WABI TV5 with the reporting. Senator Collins, again, picking up the phone, calling the Department of Health, the Department of Homeland Security, and making the change. And Collins confirming that all field agents will be equipped with a body cam by the end of next month. And the Department of Homeland Security will prioritize Maine. Lost in the reporting is that it was Senator Susan Collins last year who secured the necessary funding for advanced training, investigation, and gear, meaning body cameras for ICE. But the delivery was delayed, and some of you know why. And for those of you that don't, we'll explain it to you again. Collins secures and authorizes the money because of her position and appropriations, and then Chuck Schumer shuts down the government because they don't want funding for ICE, and they want reforms and changes. Collins secures the money for the ICE body cameras. Chuck Schumer delays it, and that's why many ICE agents, I have to put in the word here, perhaps, the one involved in the fatal shooting in Biddeford didn't have a body camera. It wasn't Collins' fault. She secured the money. She said, make it happen. Chuck Schumer caused the delay. Pine Tree State poll is done by the University. Why is the University of New Hampshire so interested in what we think here in the Pine Tree State? And they call it the Pine Tree State poll. And maybe you saw the headline as well. 4 in 10 Mainers view socialism positively. 4 in 10 Mainers have used socialism positively. Well, after what we heard Plattner preach and what we hear Jackson picking up now, I can understand. Even some of the socialistic ideas that Matt Dunlap is sharing and Shelley Pingree's been sharing for a whole long time. Okay, now, before anyone fully declares Maine a socialist state, I have one more question. Did the respondents to this Pine Tree State poll understand what socialism means, what the definition actually is? because when you get a poll like this, when you flip past the executive summary, and I did, and you get to, okay, how many Republicans did they reach? How many Democrats did they reach? How many unenrolled did they reach? How did they phrase the question? The poll never defined any of the terms that it asked of respondents. It did not define socialism. It did not define capitalism. It did not define communism. And it did not define fascism. What now? Wait a minute. Socialism, economic system. Capitalism, economic system. Socialism, communism. Okay. Why is fascism in there? Anyway, four politically loaded words, and then they said, positive or negative? It's kind of like scribbling a note and passing it to Valerie Andrews during science class saying, do you like me? Yes, no, circle one. The poll carefully weighted, W-E-I-G-H-T-E-D, weighted the respondents. It balanced the sample against voter registration and election results, but it failed to define the terms. Now, this is what I have witnessed. I bet you've witnessed it, too. When someone hears the word socialism, they think Medicare. And that's what Matt Dunlap was talking about. I'm sorry, Medicare is not socialism. It's a social program, but it's not socialism. Another hears Venezuela. Okay, that's socialism running a country, but fueled by capitalism, selling oil. And it still failed due to corruption. Now, someone hears the word capitalism, and they're thinking, well, that's a family business. But someone else hears that and they think Wall Street bailouts and billionaires. They click the same boxes and they may be reaching entirely different definitions. And then this poll tosses fascism into the same bag. That's a Sesame Street moment. One of these things is not like the other. Fascism is a political system that's built around authoritarian power. So in case you have to talk about this at the work site today or in the cubicles, maybe in the kitchenette during coffee break, let's open our lemonade stand. You own a lemonade stand. All right. Capitalism? Capitalism, you actually own that business. You decide what to make, what to charge. Your customers decide whether or not they're going to buy it. And after expenses and too many taxes, you get to keep the profits. That is capitalism. Next is socialism. In socialism, you do not own the lemonade stand by yourself. You own it with other workers, the community, or the government together. Seems sketch already. And after you pay the bills and the wages, the group in control decides how the remaining money is shared or used. That's socialism. Communism. The government says that everyone owns the stand, but in truth, the government owns it. The government runs it. The government tells you how much to make and how much to charge. It controls the money. It takes the money and then decides who gets what. That's communism. Fascism. Fascism is not an economic program, but they put it in the poll. Didn't define it. In fascism, in the lemonade stand theory here, okay, you may still own the stand on paper, but there is an authoritarian government that's telling you how to operate and demands obedience and punishes opposition. That is fascism. So how did the results, how did this poll play out? I got to lean over here to tell you, okay? For the sample size that New Hampshire found of people in Maine, capitalism. 48% of respondents felt positive about capitalism. 37 were negative. 10% had no opinion. 5% were unsure. I think the 5% were the most honest people in this entire survey, because maybe those 5% honestly didn't know the definitions of these terms, so they weren't going to cast a vote on it. Honestly, if you don't know something, should you answer it? concerning socialism. 39% of Mainers responding to the survey said they're positive about socialism. 45% were negative. 11% had no opinion. Communism. Dear Lord, 7% of those responding in the state of Maine they have a positive opinion about communism. You think they understand it? 79% negative. And 12% said, I got no opinion. And fascism, one of these things is not like the other. 0% were positive on fascism. 93% were negative. And 4%, no opinion, neutral. Capitalism was the only one of the four viewed more positively than negatively. Socialism was nearly split, while communism and fascism were rejected overwhelmingly, thank you, Jesus. But the fact that socialism was that close, I kind of wonder if there's I won't call it a big red flag, but I honestly think some people might be deceived. What does this poll tell us? It tells us how Mainers feel about four words, but I don't think it tells us that Mainers understand those words. They may think they do, but some of what forms their understanding of these four words is based on what they see in newspapers, what they see on TV, what they hear on the radio, what they hear coming out of the mouths of politicians, and maybe from the signs that those protesters will again be holding up somewhere in our state today that says no kings, because they're against fascism. Whereas some of you listening to this program fully realize if Trump were truly a fascist, those people wouldn't have the right to stand out on the corner with their signs and hit digital media reporters who are trying to engage them in conversation. So I launched a question of the day, and I know I'm going to get people responding and saying, again, what kind of a stupid question is this? But I don't think Mainers understand. I think you may. I don't think others do. Do you think Mainers understand the true definitions of socialism, communism, capitalism, and fascism? I'm going down the list right now. I don't think most Mainers understand socialism because they look at social programs and they call it socialism. I don't think they understand communism. I don't think they realize, even though we have even heard people calling this radio station and saying that, you know what, I think we should try it. What? When has it ever succeeded? It might succeed on a small scale, maybe in your family. Capitalism? No, it ain't perfect. But you know, it pays the bills. And why did they even put fascism in there? Is New Hampshire making fun of us? Hey, caller, thanks for dialing 1-800-966-1039 here on Maine's Morning News. Caller, let me ask, do you think Mainers really understand the definitions of socialism, communism, capitalism, and fascism? What are you thinking?
No, definitely not. And you did a great job of explaining the difference. But there's also a difference between theoretical socialism and practical socialism. There's never been a truly theoretical socialist country in the world. It always falls apart before it ever achieves its goal.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.